Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list application. Leading off today, Apple is partaking in a week-long event intended to test the real-world performance of the standard behind its car key platform. Participating car makers in this plug-fast event, organized by the Car Connectivity Consortium, include BMW, General Motors, Mercedes-Benz, Rivian, and VW. The digital key specification behind Apple's car key feature is maintained by the Car Connectivity Consortium. Each year, the organization hosts an end-to-end interoperability event designed to provide data on the real-world performance of the technology. This year's version is focused on version 4 of the standard, and the CCC says that 115 vehicles and other products achieved certification last year, and that 15 automakers and smart device manufacturers are involved in this year's test. Testing encompasses security, privacy, and reliability. With passive entry supported by a growing number of car makers, this is one of the focuses of this year's event. This is when compatible vehicles will automatically unlock as you approach them with car key installed on your iPhone or Apple Watch. The CCC says that all of this is a signal of the growing demand for consistent and interoperable digital key experiences across vehicles and devices. Ultimately, this is an example of Apple putting its weight behind an industry standard and ensuring that its implementation of the feature works for all of its users, regardless of which specific device or car they are using. Next up today, a new report from Nikkei Asia says that Apple has been scrambling to solve a glass cloth shortage, with a supply crunch projected to last until at least the second half of 2027. The report explains that Apple was one of the first companies to use glass cloth fiber as part of the substrate to the iPhone chip due to its dimensional stability, rigidity, and ability to facilitate high data transmission. It's a critical component in building chip substrates and printed circuit boards, which themselves are the building blocks of all electronic devices. The problem is that thanks to the AI boom, companies such as Nvidia, Google, and Amazon have also started turning to the same technology for the substrate of their AI chips. This is creating a supply chain backlog, much like we're also seeing with memory chips. The pressure has forced Apple and other companies to head straight to Japan to work with suppliers to secure parts, but these initiatives have ultimately led to nothing. There simply isn't available additional capacity, and nothing is going to change that for now. Apple is trying to turn to alternative sources for this technology, but it's struggling to bring new suppliers up to its stringent specification requirements. Ultimately, it remains to be seen exactly how affected Apple will be by this shortage. The company is known for locking in its supply chain deals multiple years in advance, so it likely has a bit of a buffer before it truly runs into shortages in this category. But it's yet another example of the wide-ranging impacts of this AI boom on tech supply chains around the world. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you love being organized, then Stuff is for you. It's a new to-do list app for iPhone and iPad built for people who love to write things down, check them off, and complete their goals. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it's built to intake information quickly in whatever form you think in. The magic of Stuff is that it gets exponentially more powerful the more you feed into it. Download Stuff today by going to trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. Plus, you can save 50% off your first year of extra Stuff by using the code 9TO5 at checkout. Get Stuff done and start enjoying your to-do list again. Download Stuff from the App Store today. Running out today, following Apple's announcement of its new partnership with Google to use Gemini models to power Siri, The Information has published a new report with interesting tidbits about this deal. As we talked about earlier, the joint announcement from Apple and Google was light on any technical specifics of how the arrangement will work. The company simply stated that Apple's Gemini-based features would continue to run on Apple devices and on Apple's private cloud compute infrastructure, rather than any of Google's infrastructure. The information reports that Apple will have the ability to adjust its version of the Gemini model independently. Apple can ask Google to tweak aspects of how the Gemini model works, but otherwise Apple can fine-tune Gemini on its own so that it responds to queries the way that Apple would prefer. This is a good example of, although Apple is using Google's Gemini model, it still retains a lot of control over the actual implementation. The report also partly answers a question that multiple people have been asking or speculating about, in saying that in the current prototype of Apple's Gemini-based system, AI answers don't include any branding related to Google or Gemini. This means that iPhone users won't actually know that Apple is using Gemini behind the scenes. Instead, the thinking is that everything will just work for the user and they don't have to worry about where the actual answer is coming from. The information also notes that Apple expects the Gemini-powered Siri to improve performance on answers related to world knowledge by actually answering the question, rather than sending users links that they should visit on the web. The information notes that Apple expects the Gemini-powered Siri to become better at providing emotional support as well. One example given is that when a customer tells the voice assistant it is feeling lonely or disheartened, in the Gemini-based version, Siri gives more thorough conversational responses, the way that ChatGPT and Gemini do today. Setting emotional support as a goal could be a risky move, as there are no shortage of documented cases in which vulnerable users have harmed themselves after having conversations with chatbots. In many instances, rather than offering appropriate safety guidance or steering users toward real-world help, systems have hallucinated, misread the situation, or failed to grasp the stakes of the conversation, sometimes with serious consequences. Ideally, this is something Apple is aware of and will fine-tune in its implementation of Gemini to ensure that Siri is thoughtful and actually helpful. The report also says that while certain common tasks, such as setting a timer, reminder, or sending a text message to a phone contact, will continue to be powered by technology stored on Apple devices, the new version of Siri would also be able to handle instances in which the customer's question isn't clearly understood. In other words, it appears that Apple is still seeking to merge traditional natural language processing with more complex, non-deterministic tasks into a single, streamlined experience. And finally, the report says that some of the features will launch this spring, while others won't be announced until Apple's developer conference in June. That wraps up another episode of 95 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 95mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 95 Mac Daily.